KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. An Itasca County deputy who was hospitalized Monday is home after he was shot during a call in the small community of Max. Megan Buffington was there as his escort arrived Tuesday back to Grand Rapids.
Around 20 vehicles from the Sheriff's Office, State Patrol, and Grand Rapids Police Department drove past the county government building Tuesday afternoon. Sheriff Joe Dasovich says the convoy came about organically, with law enforcement partners in Duluth wanting to send the deputy off. The deputy was shot in the thigh Monday afternoon northwest of Deer River. He was serving a warrant for failure to appear for a sentencing hearing in an assault case. Dasovich says there has been, quote, misinformation about the incident and that the officer did not accidentally shoot himself. The sheriff told the Minnesota Star Tribune Monday night that the target of the warrant went for the deputy's sidearm. The alleged assailant was not yet charged as of Tuesday afternoon, though Dasovich says he will be charged with additional crimes. KAXE does not generally name the accused before charges are filed. Dasovich did not identify the deputy. Dasovich says the bullet missed a major artery by just an inch, and the deputy has a long road to recovery.
He's strong and ready. He wants to get back to work.
The Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating the incident. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
The Minnesota Senate, on a party line vote, approved a gun control package that bans the future sale of so-called assault weapons and high-capacity magazines on Monday. DFLers have been advocating for the ban since a shooter fired more than 100 rounds into Annunciation Catholic Church in Minneapolis in August, killing two students and injuring more than two dozen others. The Minnesota Reformer reports that the gun control package includes banning dealers from selling weapons like the AR-15 and magazines with over 17 rounds. Current owners of assault weapons and large-capacity magazines would need to certify these with the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension and renew it every 3 years. The package also reinstates a struck-down ban on binary triggers, which doubles a firearm's rate of fire and makes it a felony to sell firearms without serial numbers. Senator Grant Hochschild of Hermantown is among the Democrats who've been resistant to a firearms ban. Hochschild revealed during the floor debate that his cousin's children were in Annunciation when the shooting happened, and he became emotional as he described changing his mind.
It's not the way the world should be, but it's the reality that we live in. And I refuse to have another conversation with my kids if I don't do something more.
The bill is likely not moving forward in a deadlocked Minnesota House. House District 6B Representative Josh Heintzman posted a video from the Capitol on social media describing the legislation as some of the most egregious he's ever seen.
That's the part of this that's absolutely bonkers to me. You would take law-abiding Minnesotans and make them criminals if a law like this ever were to become law. This legislation is dead on arrival in the House. It will not progress.
The package passed Monday also included millions of dollars to bolster mental health resources in the state and increase school safety aid. After almost 4 hours of public testimony on Monday night, the Hermantown City Council tabled a vote on agreements associated with a controversial data center proposed by Google. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports that under a proposed agreement between the city and Google, a $33.5 million present value tax abatement would be spread over 28 years with a cap of $80 million. Some council members say they need more time to weigh economic growth against potential harms to a rural area and the environment. There are several more permits and approvals needed before construction on the 200-plus acre campus could begin, and an electric services agreement with Minnesota Power is under review by the Public Utilities Commission. It wasn't only those opposed to the data center who showed up. Others pointed to the need for hundreds of construction jobs and the economic development that a data center would represent. And a Google representative spoke about the reasons for a tax abatement request, citing the company's investment and noting the, quote, very generous community and government payments may not be possible otherwise. The company would spend about $130 million building infrastructure several miles to the proposed project site. A new date for the council vote has not yet been set. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.